Georgia Power spokesman John Kraft says the details haven't been finalized yet.
Cost is always an issue when you're installing solar facilities. That's something we're working through.
Major General Al Acock said the three proposed 30-megawatt solar projects would fulfill about 9% of a renewable energy mandate from the federal government. Energy attorney Bobby Baker, a former public service commissioner, says this move will benefit the Army.
It provides them with an independence source of renewable energy that they will have full control over. The benefit to Georgia Power is, you know, that they have created this relationship with the U.S. military.
Colleen Kiernan, the director of the Georgia Sierra Club, hopes it continues a trend.
The sheer amount of solar we have is definitely impressive, but we need to have more solar per person, and then we'll really be the leaders that we are destined to be.
Kraft says Georgia Power is in the final stages of putting the plan together and says an official statement with the specific details will be released then. John Lawrence, WABE News.